Next is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th canto, 6th chapter, text number 15, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on June 29, 1976, at the New Brindavan Farm Community in West Virginia.
Translation. If a person too attached to the duties of family maintenance is unable to control his senses, the core of his heart is immersed in how to accumulate money. Although he knows that one who takes the wealth of others will be punished by the law of the government and by the laws of Yamaraja after death, he continues cheating others to acquire money.
Bitteshu nityabhi nibishto cheta vidyam sudusam paravitta hartu prattihu vasapya jitandya pradhan dukamam harati kumbi. So, bitteshu nityabhi nibishto cheta. If we become too much attached for getting money, that is the material world, there is no satiation. Idam prapta, that Bhagavad Gita was. I have got so much money, now my bank balance is so much, and I shall get part of money and my bank balance will be like this. This is the demonic mentality. We shall require money javadattha prayajanam, whatever is absolutely necessary. That much money I must get. That is order. That is in order. We cannot take more than what is necessary. This is actually spiritual communism. If everyone thinks that everything belongs to God and I am son of God, so I have got right to enjoy the property of my father, but as much as I require, not more than that. This is spiritual communism, Bhagavad communism, that is stated there in the 7th canto by instruction by Narada Muni, Grihastha, householder, or anyone. By nature, you'll see, if you throw one bag of food grains anywhere, so many birds will come. But as soon as their belly is filled up these birds, they will not take more than that for tomorrow. Sanchay. That is nature. They know tomorrow we shall get again somewhere grains. There is no need of stocking. This is nature required amongst animal kingdom. Similarly, we should also learn that Krishna has given us this belly. So, he has provided also the eatables. That is real pleasure. It is not recommended that you get more than what you require. No, javadattha prayajana. Especially for Krishna conscious persons, Everyone has got right to claim what is absolutely required. In the Bhagavad it is stated, if anyone takes more than that, then he is a thief and he is punished. Ishavasam idam sadvam. Everything got property, either on this land or in the sky or in the water, everything God's property. And Krishna claims also, Bhoktaram Jagadavasam Sarvalopamayasaram Sridam Sarvabhutanam. In the Vedic version we'll find, Ishavasam idam sadvam. This philosophy can solve all the problems of the world. Everything belongs to Krishna. Tena taktena bhunjita. Whatever is given to you, you enjoy. What is allotted to you? Magda kasasi dhanam, do not touch others' property. But we violate this law, therefore we suffer. So it is stated here, Pritta Iha. If we violate this nature's law, then we shall suffer here and after death. Unfortunately, the modern civilization keeping people in so darkness that they have no idea that there is life after death. Just like anyone, let us enjoy. Big bottle of steel and enjoy. No, that is not good. Prahlad Maharaj said, no, it is not good. Prahlad Maharaj, everyone will say, those who are in knowledge, jatvātmanoyam kleśadā. You can do whatever you like, but you'll get a body which may be more troublesome than the present body. In the present body, we have got so many troubles, adhyatik, adhidoibi. And if we do not work properly, then we shall get another body, more troubles. More troubles. So, santukama hariti kutumbi. This family attachment is so strong that a person who is not satiated, he simply gathers money. In one side they do not believe in the next life. And if you ask him that why you are gathering so much money, he will say that my grandson will enjoy it. They say like that. But if you don't believe in the transmigration of the soul, then who is coming to be your grandson and son? You are accumulating money. So there is no logic, there is no argument that people do so. Annayana artha sanchayam. Annayana is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. That is demonic principle. So, a grihastha, of course, required to accumulate some money because he is living with family. But so far, brahmachari, vanaprastha and sannyas is concerned, they should not keep any money. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so strict that he is personal servant, one day he was taking after eating little, what is called, Mayavalan, Kritapi. So one day he was giving Mayavalan, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "Where you got this Mayavalan?" So he said, "I kept it from yesterday." "So you are stalking?" Immediately criticized him. "You are stalking? This is not good." So all this principle, of course, even if we do not stalk, don't think that we will stalk. Krishna has provided. But we should be depending on Krishna. There is no anxiety. Actually, there is no anxiety. We have experienced this. I was alone for many years. But not a single day I was starving, no. That was food. So it is a fact, even for the animals, even for the bees. Sukadeva Goswami said that don't stop, don't beg, Krishna will provide everything, everyone. So, except Grihastha, the brahmachari, vanaprastha, and sannyasi, they should simply depend on Krishna. And Prahlad Maharaj has already explained in many ways that there is no need of endeavoring for so-called economic development. Our energy should be only utilized how to advance in Krishna consciousness. Advance in Krishna consciousness means to increase our love for Krishna, that is perfection of life. Thank you very much.